All right, guys, I got to tell you about zero latency. And I was out there the other day with Trey and Barry, and I got to tell you, it is an awesome time. We played some kind of like trying to not get killed by zombies game, and it lasted about 30 minutes. I'm not going to lie, it was a little bit of a workout. Trey had really sweaty underboobs, but it was so much fun. And if you want to check it out, and I'm telling you, you're going to want to check it out. Birthday parties, team parties, weekend family meetups, reunions, just a team building event at work. This is the place to go. Their grand opening is this Saturday, October 12th. Book your spot, zlhouston.com. And guys, I can't even explain how fun this was. I had an incredible time. I was a little bit wary coming in. I didn't know how, you know, if I was going to really be into it. I don't even play video games or anything like that anymore. It felt so real that I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was completely realistic, and it's just a blast. Again, go to zlhouston.com and register for the grand opening October 12th. Get locked in and use the code ESPNGO. You'll get $5 off on opening day October 12th. That's zlhouston.com.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. It's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, you know the number for that. And you can also watch us on the Twitch channel, put your comments in the chat, and we'll get to those as well. Missed the first hour, obviously a lot of Astros, pretty much, as to be expected. But we'll get some other stuff. 713-780-3776. Somebody said, odds of the Astros winning tomorrow. We did that in the first segment. It is What Are the Odds Wednesday. AJ went 60, I went 55. So, and a lot of people asking about the Appalachian State game tonight. I have no opinion on that.
I do. The numbers have both moved off where I had them, so don't just go blindly, but I'm on App State in the over. Or not App State in the over. ULL in the over.
Okay. Yeah, I was leaning ULL, but I had to get all my stuff for the weekend together, which I have done, and I'm very happy with my plays for the weekend. I'm going to bounce back from a 2-4. But yeah. We'll see what happens. So, have you been following this poker scandal in California?
I haven't been following. I read the story on it. I haven't done any follow-up to see if like they were able to get any evidence against the guy. So I don't know what the latest is, but yeah, I read up on it a little.
It's a very in-depth, complicated story, and I'll do my best to actually. Scott Van Pelt did a really good job explaining it to people who don't play poker, so I highly recommend you go and look at that and see what he has to say. It's on YouTube. But the basic thing is there's a guy who was playing at 1-3 no limit at the Stones Poker Room. He only plays when they're doing the live stream that people watch. And he only plays 1-3. And there were people starting to believe he was cheating because if you look at some of the hands, he's a very high. He plays a lot of hands. He plays a very high variance type of game. But he's had 62 out of 69 winning sessions.
So almost some of unheard
them,
of.
Some of them huge, yeah. And that the losing sessions happened when one of the employees that works there wasn't there. So it all looks very suspicious. But, man, I don't like putting the cheater label on somebody unless you're sure. And his defense is that, you know, well, you couldn't cheat. There's no way you could pull that off. Now, I'll be honest. You can pull that off. If you've got somebody on the inside. But, I mean, he was making folds that no one would ever make. He was making
calls that no one would make.
But, again, it could be that he's just a really aggressive, active player who was on a good run. And that's, you know, that's where I'm always going to lean. But, man, the more you look at it, it's just one of those things. And Van Pelt asked a really good question, which, okay, if you were this good, why are you only playing 1-3? Why are you only playing casino?
And why are you only playing on the televised game?
Right. And as soon as the stream ends, he gets up and leaves.
Right. If I were running that hot, I'd never leave the table.
Yeah, and I think, and with all fairness, I mean, that all looks bad, but, you know, I watch a lot of Law & Order. It's all circumstantial evidence, unless you can actually prove that. Now, if that's the case, if he is cheating, this is the problem with cheaters. Whatever he's doing is pretty brilliant because he's been getting away with it.
Yeah.
He got too greedy. Yeah. And that's the problem, is you kept doing stuff that finally people start looking at and say, wait a minute, man, this isn't possible. Now, I don't know that it's possible, but I don't know that there's any real evidence yet, but I'm going to keep following it. And hopefully it'll play out one way or the other at some point. But one of the guys said he made plays no pro would ever make. He did them often, and they worked. And poker's a game of incomplete information. He said he played as if he had perfect information. So I wonder if there was some way he was getting the stream feed and knew what everybody's cards were. That'd be the only way to pull it off, right?
Like, that's the only way.
Yeah. Somehow you'd have to know what the other cards are. And,
well, it's like I talked about when, you know, me and a couple of my buddies were all playing at these six-man sit-and-goes, and it's me and two of my buddies, so we know 50% of the information at the table, and how that makes you basically unstoppable.
Imagine
knowing all of the information.
Yeah, it was funny when we were doing our poker show way back in the day. Matt had we had a whole segment on what if you could see everybody's cards, would you win the main event of the World Series? And you know, his theory was, yeah, you would, because
I mean, there's always card luck.
Yeah.
Like somebody could say, I'm all in, and you call, and then there's cards to come.
Right.
And you don't know what cards are to come from the deck. But boy, yeah, I mean, you're talking about I'm thinking probably a 500% better chance of winning.
Oh, yeah.
If you know all of the information.
And I'm getting some really good comments from some of the texters. Somebody say he deleted a reference on his LinkedIn page, how he wrote a program for that same casino's poker tables.
Whoops.
Yeah, that's a bad look. Bad look. But, apparently there's a lot of thought that he's using that radio frequency identification and stuff like that. I think, again, I need to see some actual proof.
Not me. Burn him at the stake.
Well, if he's cheating, yes. And a cheater in poker deserves to have his hands cut off.
Yeah.
But it kind of reminds me, and I don't know if you were ever aware of this, but there was a real big horse racing scandal one year at the Breeders' Cup.
What? Where, shady stuff going on in horse racing?
Well, somebody...
I don't believe it.
Somebody had figured out a way to get in the computers for bets that were made off track. And so they wouldn't make the bet until after the race. And they would, it basically, because you didn't have to turn in, like a pick six ticket didn't have to be turned in until after there were four races. So they would put down the winners of the first four races and then just use all in the last two. And so they wound up hitting an impossible pick six like four times at the Breeders' Cup, which immediately caused an investigation.
Got too greedy.
Turns out they'd been getting away with this with pick fours and stuff for months, and they got greedy. And that's the thing. If you just, okay. Public service announcement to criminals. If you got a good scam going, you got to lose a little bit here and there. Okay? Don't get greedy. Because when you do, you're going to get caught. So, yeah. 713-780-3776. Yeah, there is some...
I mean, I'm guessing the guy's not playing anymore.
I don't think he's playing there. But the casino's getting sued now by several players. He's getting sued. I think, and there's a possibility that employees involved. So we'll keep an eye on it. And as soon as there's more information, you know, that's one of those things that we'll obviously have an opinion on once we have know more. Ashok says he keeps looking at his phone after every hand. His phone is in his crotch area, and he holds his left hand there. And his hat is fat as almost something's in there, and his keys are always placed at the same spot on the table. Yeah, all of those things, again, it looks bad. When you're doing stuff like that, when you're constantly making the perfect play, it's all circumstantial right now until they can prove it. Squeezing a call. Justin. What's up, Justin?
I got a little quick get your opinion on something. I know the first two games of the series, I hope y'all not too burnt out on Astros talk, but the first two games, out of all four games, they haven't looked real good. And, you know, and I know the first two games are at home. They look better in those first two games than the last two. But, like, one of the first callers that called on the bench this morning hit it right on the head that they just don't look like they're having fun. You know, they're not having fun like they usually look like they're doing. They just don't look like they're having any fun at all playing baseball. But why do y'all think they have such a hard time playing in Tampa? Is it the field? Is it the white dome when the sun? I mean, I know last night was a night game, but I know they talked about when the sun hits the dome, it turns it white and bright, and they lose the ball. I mean, why do they have such a hard time playing in Tampa? Regular season.
Yeah, I don't have an answer for that. I mean, the dome, the turf, I mean, those are the two biggest variables that you don't see in other parks.
But their game usually carries everywhere.
It usually does.
Yeah, it I think part of it is.
Could just be mental.
Yeah, it's a bad matchup for them. And, you know, there's a lot of strip bars in Tampa. Maybe that's what's going on.
But when you talk about how much fun they're having, I mean, the reality is in 2017, this team wasn't feeling the kind of pressure they're feeling now. They were having fun because it was a really loose clubhouse because they were still supposedly a year away from really supposed to, you know, from being that team, and they got there. So, I mean, now everyone expects them to win this thing, and it's different to play with those expectations on you.
Yeah, but you know what? They had a lot of fun the first two games when they were winning.
Yeah, well, listen, I think winning's
that's
always
part of it.
More
yeah,
fun.
I think that's part of it. I mean, they're an emotional team, and... And I also think the reason...
Are they the Cleveland Browns?
Well, they're a better version of the Browns because they've already done it.
Right.
And yeah, I think there are some similarities there, no question. And that's why I was saying all along, you don't want to be the team that's supposed to win that gets to a game five. Dodgers today, same thing. And you don't want to be the team that's not supposed to lose because all the pressure's on you. That worries me a little bit with some of these guys, but it also...
Braves?
Well, yeah. Well, I don't know that the Braves were supposed to... I mean, I thought
they were at home. They were
favored.
Yeah,
but I kind of thought that series was in my mind it was closer.
Yeah,
I don't think the Nats should beat the Dodgers. I don't think the Rays should beat the Astros. So, but I mean, you went in with the best record in baseball, so you're a heavy favorite. I could see them getting a little tight, and I think it's going to be really important if they get off. They get some runs early, then they'll get cocky and they'll start pounding the ball. And if they don't, then the later that game goes. The more I'd be worried if I'm an Astros fan.
All right, guys. If you own your home, listen up, and I'm going to tell you how to save a bunch of money on your home insurance, and you don't have to deal with an agent. You don't have to talk to your old agent and get rid of your old policy because TGS will take care of that too. And it is so quick. And, guys, right now is a real good time to look into what you're paying for insurance and see if you can get better. See if you can get it for less. Sometimes even better coverage for less money. Maybe you want to add flood insurance. Maybe it was a close call this last time around for whatever this Imelda or whatever it was called was. And you're like, man, I'm not going to take a chance anymore. Well, look into your homeowner's insurance, guys. Maybe you add that flood insurance. And the great thing about TGS is they're saving people so much money, $870 on average this year, that you can add flood insurance and you're still going to end up saving money. Grab your cell phone right now and text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You reply back. You'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. Text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Start saving today.
Yeah.
to the Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, fall's almost here actually, and you're going to want to spend more time outside. Well, how about you fix up your outside? Go to Allied Outdoor Solutions. You can get custom outdoor kitchens, patio covers, fire features, or maybe you just need to improve what you've already got. Well, guess what? They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed out patio, your outdated driveway. They'll use the carved stone overlay. And if you're not familiar with the carved stone, this stuff gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. And they stand behind it with a 7-year warranty, slip resistant surface, 2 times stronger than concrete. And how about this? There's several monthly payment options. They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. And that's why Allied Outdoor Solutions, everybody loves them. They're an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau since 2009. They've even got an A-plus rating. So stop by the Allied Outdoor Solutions showroom on I-10 in the Beltway today, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for a risk-free estimate at 713-465-0400, 713-465-0400.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Son of Granado on the Twitch channel. So what are the odds the Astros' troubles started after the Baytown Badass started touching his loser Cowboys star on the Astros?
Hey, man. That's America's team.
Oh, boy.
Everything that star touches turns to gold. Just look at me, the Baytown Badass.
Speaking of Dallas, how are they only 7-point favorites against the Jets?
I think that the market is a little nervous, the way the Cowboys have looked lately, and B.
And they played two really good teams, though. They've been beating up on the donkeys.
Agreed.
And the Jets are donkeys.
The concern with the Jets is that the Jets aren't awful defensively. And Sam Darnold coming back, people think that maybe he'll have an impact. So, it's probably a stay away from me, but I understand why you're looking at it, because I looked long and hard at it, too. It just feels – it's a queer line.
It is a queer line, and it seems like they're trying to get you to bet on the Cowboys, but every now and then, they're right.
Yeah,
when they do that. I think this line should be closer to 9.
I'll be honest. I don't know what line – It speaks to that more this week than your Houston Texans, now -4.5.
Texans +4.5.
Yeah, Texans +4.5. How low is that number going to get before it's like, okay. So, but
I could see this being 35-30, but the problem is I could see it being 33-30. That's why that 4.5 is really confusing to me.
Injury report today just came out.
Yeah, I just got that email too.
Only one DNP for the Texans, Greg Mantz, with concussion. Limited participant, which it seems like he is every week, non-injury related, DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, they just don't make him practice.
He just doesn't have to practice. What a life
he's
got.
He might need to practice a little bit because he's not playing that great.
Tywan Jones limited, Kenny Stills limited. Gibson, Hyde, Clem Bye, and A.J. Moore are all full participants.
Tywan Jones is still on the team?
Yeah. 5 DMPs for the Chiefs, including Eric Fisher.
Well, that's been a problem for a few weeks
Chris
now.
Jones, so neither of those guys seem to be getting better. Sammy Watkins, who they were hopeful could maybe get out there this week. Not a good sign if he's not practicing on Wednesday. Andrew Wiley, the guard, and Dorian O'Daniel with a hamstring. Limited participants, Anthony Hitchens with a groin. Tyreek Hill with a shoulder. Full participants, I'll only tell you the names that matter here. LeSean McCoy, full participant. Patrick Mahomes, full participant.
Yeah, and he said his ankle's fine. It's not perfect, but it's fine. So I don't think it'll impact him too much. We'll see. We haven't talked much about this game yet, but for me, they really need to – if they're going to prove that they're not just another mediocre win one game, lose one game, look like garbage one week, look great the next week. You want to prove that you're on the right track. Go in and beat Kansas City. Go in and beat a team that's better than you in their park. That, by the way,
shut a lot of people up.
You kind of need to do, because the team you're competing with in your division just did it.
Yep.
So, yeah, if you want, Bill O'Brien, this is a personal message to you. If you want me to shut up about you, if you want me to quit complaining about your time management issues and your goofy play calling and your dumb challenges and your butt chin, go in there and win this game. I will issue a public apology for all of those things on Monday. Well, sort of. I mean, it's not going to be a heartfelt apology. But I, you know what? I've been nice to him all week because they had a good performance. Have I not? Have I not said, that's you know true. What? I've even, when people tried to criticize little things, like, no, you give the guys due. If he can do that this week, go in and beat the Chiefs, not get blown out by Andy Reid, who owns him, like Marilyn Manson owned Juice, then I will be really nice. I'm going on the record as saying that. So, before the text line goes away, I read this article about a guy who worked at the lottery commission, told his cousin to buy a scratcher for $7.5 million. Well, he got greedy and told his buddy to buy a $2.5 million ticket. Now they're in prison, probably getting done the old-fashioned way. That's the thing. If you get by with it once, don't do it again.
Just
don't. And guys, the text line's not going away for a couple months, and there's going to be a perfectly good option that you guys are going to like better, and I'm certainly going to like better, and that's what's important.
Update on the Cardinals Braves.
Yes. Are the Braves coming back?
It is the third inning.
Okay. Let's go Braves.
13-0 Cardinals.
Okay. So that one.
But there are two outs. The bad news, the bases are loaded.
Ah.
But the good news again, the pitcher's batting. The bad news again, pitcher already has an RBI and a run scored.
Oh, just looking at some in-game numbers here.
They've all had three at-bats already. Everybody on Atlanta's had three plate appearances.
Currently, the Braves are plus 12.5.
Sounds...
and live betting.
Sounds fair. Oh, good. Out of the inning. Oh. In your face.
Oh.
In your face, Vegas.
Man. Let's see what the... if it'll give me... they don't have a money line up right now. So... All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Somebody said, what are the odds El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie, is a good movie?
I'll find out on Friday.
Yeah, I'm
kind of hopeful because they've got good people involved in making it.
Yeah, it just seems like Jesse's the focus of it, and he's my least favorite character other than Skyler, so I'm not really sure I'm interested in a movie about him.
I just want good storytelling.
Yeah.
Have you finished Mindhunter yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
It is a good show. Looking forward to the next one. Frustrated Chargers fan wants to know, what are the odds the Chargers win a Super Bowl in his lifetime? He's 32.
Oh, wah.
Yeah.
32.
Try being 54.
Never won the Super Bowl. Wah.
You might live to see it.
Yeah. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
It won't be with Philip Rivers, but...
Yeah, it'll be whoever the next quarterback is.
It definitely won't be with Anthony Lynn, but one day.
Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll be in on Trevor Lawrence next year.
If only they were able to pair Philip Rivers with, like, a Hall of Fame running back. Oh, wait, they tried that. Yeah. Yeah.
My says, if I'm not mistaken...
If you're 32, are you even old enough to remember when the Chargers got their pants pulled down against the Niners in the Super Bowl?
Barely. You're probably a little
barely.
Kid. Yeah.
That was like, that made me, as a young Bills fan, made me feel okay. Because that was ugly.
Yeah. Lamont asked if you guys hit on Richard Sherman lying on Mayfield. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. It's like, to me.
At least he owned it.
I mean.
These are both guys who are, you know.
They're not, neither one of them is very likable.
No, not really.
Yeah. Mike said, if I'm not mistaken, the Breeders' Cup scandal brought more red flags when the idiots tried to cash two or three winning tickets. What happened was, if anybody who's ever hit a pick six knows, you hit it one time, right? These knuckleheads hit it four times, and it was like $3 million, and it was the only four tickets, and they were all sold at the same place. And as soon as they announced that, and I remember I was at Arlington Park in the press box writing my story, and they announced, Four winning tickets in the pick six, all sold at the Catskills OTB. And my first thought was somebody cheated. And like 5 minutes later, one of my best friends who was in charge of all wagering there is on the phone with the FBI. That's how fast, because that one thing. And so if they just done one ticket, they don't get caught. But they had to hit it four times. And that's
greedy.
You know, I'd be a great criminal because I would stop. I wouldn't get caught.
Like if you were a serial killer, you'd only kill one person.
No, I'd kill 11, but I wouldn't kill 12.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but if I thought people were getting on to the fact that I was killing,
you'd just stop for a while.
No, yeah, I'd feel like 11's a pretty good record and not getting caught, and you know then I might rub the lotion on its skin a few times or something like that. But no, I would not keep going until I got caught. That's the thing. If you find a good scam, make your money off it and then get out.
Be like the guy on what's that show called? With the where he's like pretending to be the cousin.
Sneaky Pete.
Sneaky Pete.
Yeah. Sneaky Pete got out at the right time.
He
finally
knows when to get out.
And maybe 1 year too many. But yeah, that's the thing.
Okay. All right, guys. I gotta tell you about Texas Star Grill Shop. If you are in the market for a new grill, there's only one place to go. Texas Star Grill Shop. And you're thinking, yeah, I know I need a new grill because I've been cooking on my crappy grill that I got at Walmart or whatever for, you know, 6 years, and there's a rust hole in the bottom and it sucks and it never keeps a good temperature. Well, but I don't know what kind of grill to get. I didn't know what kind of grill I wanted either. So I went to Texas Star Grill Shop and they talked me through the whole process. They asked me how often I cook, how easy I want it to be, what I was trying to cook. And they pointed me in the right direction. They've got all the brands, Big Green Egg, Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Green Mountain, Pits and Spits. They've got them all. But I ended up with the Pits and Spits, which used to be on a waiting list. Now they've got a bunch of them in stock. You can get them now. And guys, they've got the right grill for you. They treat you well as a customer. They're going to hand you a beer when you walk through the door. They sell Akayushi beef at cost to their customers. They're just great people. 2045 Southwest Freeway in Houston, 8905 Louetta in Spring. Always open online at TexasStarGrillShop.com.
I said, nah, I was the same without it. But then I thought back to a better me. Before I was a B-list celebrity, before I started calling, gifted so heavily. Back when you could get a platinum plaque without no melody, you wasn't sweating me. One time for my L.A. sisters, one time for my L.A., L.A.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Sean says, try being a 50-year-old Knicks fan. I was four the last time they won. Sean, I'm going to raise you. Try being a 54-year-old Leafs fan. I was three when they won last. 1967. So yeah,
that's when I stopped being fans.
Yeah, well, I'm not.
I could say try being a 39-year-old Bills fan, but I just don't care. Yeah, they've never won.
You at least got to four Super Bowls.
Yeah,
that adds up to almost a win.
It's true. It's the same thing.
Did you see that ESPN sent out a memo to all their shows to not have any political discussions about China and Hong Kong? Said, instead, focus on the related basketball issues, which is what? I mean, the whole story is about China and Hong Kong, right?
Yeah.
But, of course, ESPN's owned by Disney. Of course, we're an affiliate. We're not owned by ESPN.
Right.
I just want to clarify that because people seem to think that they have edicts that we have to follow, and we don't. But they have Disney has a Disneyland in Shanghai, and the NBA are TV partners. And they've got a bunch of, you know, obviously a bunch of partnerships in China they're trying not to ruin. I understand to a point here. If you're going to do business in another country, you got to play by their rules. That's just, you know, whether you like it or not, if you want their money, and China's one of those places where they say, well, no, it's not, you can't have free speech if you're going to talk about our sovereignty. Well, then you got to play by their rules.
Right.
The question you should ask yourself is, should you be doing business with them? And yeah, I think that's something that every big company has to deal with. I mean, there's a bunch of companies doing business in China now. And you know, there's certain rules you have to deal with. There's some of the things that we have in Canada. There's certain Canadian rules I have to live by. I don't like them, but you know, it's nothing like human rights violations,
right?
But yeah, so I honestly,
it's putting everyone in an awkward spot.
It really is, and there's really no winning here, other than maybe, I guess the only way that this, well, it, does it go away if Daryl Morey resigns?
No. No, because now there's, I mean, there, the light's been shown. So now it's an S show.
Well, it's already that.
I mean, now it's beyond Daryl Morey now. Way beyond him.
Yeah. And because they weren't happy with Adam Silver's reaction. That's two in like 5 minutes. Did you just slam an energy drink or something?
No, I'm off energy drinks right now.
So, see, Alex is going to be here at 6. Is that correct? Is he coming in or is that recorded?
No, we're going to call him on the phone.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Yeah.
What are the odds?
He's fighting on Saturday in Tampa, I believe.
That's what it says right here. Fighting Saturday in Tampa versus Max Griffin.
There you go.
What are the odds LSU covers this weekend? I will also be at the game.
I lean that way. Certainly.
I kind of with you. So
I just think that Florida's defense is good. They haven't played a good offense yet though. And I think that they're going to have a hard time keeping up with the pace that LSU plays with.
Yeah. And I don't think Florida is one of those teams that if LSU gets out to a 10 or 14 point lead, I think it's just going to get worse from there. I really do. I don't see Florida coming back. I think this LSU team is, to me, there's about eight teams that have really separated themselves, and they're one of them. And I don't know exactly where I'd fit all of them yet. And because Ohio State's looked unbeatable, Oklahoma, Alabama, LSU, Wisconsin, all these teams have really looked fantastic. And
not one word about Clemson.
Clemson is going to go undefeated because their schedule's so easy, but I'll be honest, right now I would bet against Clemson against almost any one of those teams. Now that may change by the end of the year because they're also, I think Clemson's getting a little bit of that Alabama thing going where it's like, yeah, we know we're going to win and we know we're going to be in the playoff and that's when we're going to turn it up. And they don't really have to. Their one chance to lose was North Carolina.
I don't know. I think Wake Forest, I mean, if they play another dud game like that.
I don't think they will, though. How often do good teams do that? But I don't think
But how good are they? That's the question.
I think they're the best team in the ACC.
I do, too.
But I don't think they're
But I don't think they're an unstoppable force, either.
In that conference, they don't need to be. See, I think, you know, some of these other teams. I'm real interested in Texas OU this weekend, too, because I need to see what OU is, because they haven't played anybody.
Well, I'll be totally honest with you. Well, I mean, they haven't played anybody with a defense, and sadly, Texas will be the best defense that they've seen this year, and Texas's defense isn't all that great. But the real thing with Texas is are you going to be able to run the ball on Oklahoma? I think that's the way to beat them. I don't know if Texas has the bodies to do it. My question is, in the big picture, if you look at these teams that we're all so enamored with right now, and Alabama is obvious, you know, Ohio State, Oklahoma, these teams all appear pretty obvious. Are you putting in an unbeaten Clemson over, let's say, an LSU team whose only loss is to Alabama?
I'm not. But they're going to get in because they're defending champs, fair or not. If they're unbeaten, they're in.
Okay.
And I didn't mention Georgia, but Georgia kind of belongs in that conversation, too.
I think so, too. Well, I mean, Georgia, LSU, Alabama, I mean, whether you like to say it or not, and I don't necessarily believe in them to this extent, but Florida is a 6-0 SEC team. And if they keep winning, they will play for the national championship.
See, I don't see them I don't see them on that level with those teams, and they're going to have to play a couple of them.
Because I'd say the same thing about Penn State.
Yeah, I think Penn State, Florida, well, we were joking about this yesterday, Penn State is the Florida of the Big Ten. I think Penn State, Florida, Auburn before they lost, all in that same group. They're good, but they're not. They basically could all win the Pac-12.
Yeah.
But they're not going to win the SEC.
And then there's teams like Wake Forest and Baylor who are still Power and 5 schools that are undefeated.
I'd probably put those a step below the teams we just mentioned.
Florida step below, yeah. I would say. But either way, I mean, they're teams that are still in they're in the driver's seat. You know what I mean? It's unlikely that they get there, but they're in the driver's seat. So we're finally getting to the part of the season where it starts to play itself out.
Yeah.
And we start to see these guys bump each other off a little bit. And, you know, Texas, if Texas wants to be in that conversation at the end of the year, this is a must-win game for them. If Texas wins out and they're...
Well, they're going to have to beat Oklahoma twice if they do that.
And they're 11-1 with two wins over Oklahoma,
they're
probably getting in.
As long as they've got
an orange steer head on the side of their helmets, they're probably going to get in. And for Oklahoma, you know, are they in a position that if they lose a game now, it makes their road a lot tougher?
I think if they can lose this one but not lose the championship.
Okay.
And they'll probably be fine. But I do think you're looking at a Clemson team that's – they're not going to lose. That's a spot. And, you know, the SEC is getting at least one spot.
Yeah.
And that's where it starts.
The Big Ten's going to get a spot.
I think so. I think Ohio State's going to be in.
Or Wisconsin. If one Wisconsin of pulls off the miracle.
Which I don't know it to be a miracle. Wisconsin's this saying all along.
Ohio State would be favored by more than a touchdown.
I don't know if that'd be a miracle though. I mean, I think Ohio State would win, but I wouldn't write off Wisconsin in that game. My friend Don from Beaumont told me a story. I forgot about it, but he was buying a beer at the Texas game, and the lady said he'd see his grandchildren before he saw the Texans win at all. And that's the one selling him the beer.
Yeah.
So, 713-780-ESPN is your number.
But I think what we will be able to do is either LSU or Florida is almost eliminated from contention this weekend. We agree on that?
Yeah.
So that's the biggest game of the season so far, I guess.
Yeah, I would say so. I'm excited about this. I think this LSU team is the next few weeks are going to determine where they finish.
Yeah,
but man, they just look so good and they're fun to watch now. It's not the stupid pitch to the running back that Les Miles used to run all the time.
Fred, when have you like in your lifetime? LSU is the leading. They're the highest scoring team in the country.
I know.
That's unimaginable.
Insane. It's insane.
You think about what LSU has been during this run of success, even going back to the Saban era, they were never that. And I think they've finished outside the top 20 like every year but one in the last 10 in scoring average. And here they are through five games, the number one scoring team in the country. Now, mind you, Georgia Southern, Northwestern State, Vanderbilt, mm-hmm. Utah State. They do have the win at Texas, but they scored 45 points in it.
Yeah.
You know, so, this team can put up some numbers. The question to me is, if they beat Texas 45-38, are they going to be able to hang with a team like Alabama? And my initial thought is probably not. A team that's got...
Boy, I don't know. I think they've got
a defense to go with that offense.
But... the kind of defense or the kind of offense that gets to Alabama is what LSU is running now. The only difference is that usually it's a guy who can spread the field and a quarterback who can run. Well, Burrow's not really a running quarterback, but they spread the field pretty good. And I think they can score with them. Now, I don't know if they can beat them, but I think they can score with them. We'll find out. I mean, they may throw a total turd this week and score
eight
points against Florida and then...
Yeah. That would shock me.
It would shock me, too.
I don't think that defense that Florida, and mind you, Florida's defense has looked really, really good. But again, we get to the who have you played part of the game, and it's Miami, who now we know is horrible.
Right.
UT Martin, which doesn't even count. Kentucky, Tennessee, Towson.
Those are teams with no offenses.
And Auburn.
Yeah.
Auburn's the best offense they face, and Auburn's not that good offensively. They've got a true freshman quarterback. So they're in for a real test, and I don't think they're ready for it.
I think you're right, but we will find out. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
When you take control, even if you know that you don't own me,
this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I think I need help. I'm drowning in myself.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. American stand-up comedian Dane Cook and his Tell It Like It Is tour is coming to Revention Music Center on November 1st. At 5:50, we'll take caller 5 to 713-780-3776. You're going to win a pair of tickets to catch Cook for a good time and guaranteed laughs. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com.
You and I will be in jolly old England.
Indeed we will. You know what? I didn't realize this, but that weekend is also Breeders' Cup, so I'm not going to be able to bet on the Breeders' Cup for the first time in 20 years.
You can't bet on horse races in England?
You can, but you got to go out. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure there's like a bookie or something I can go through it at. I'll figure it out. But
All right. I'll take you a quid.
But I'm not going to be able to watch, which kind of sucks. But
yeah. You can probably find some janky website or something.
Well, I've got a website. I'm okay. I just don't know. I don't know if it's blocked over there.
And you don't know if you're going to have time. You're going to be busy.
Well, that's the thing. We're going to be busy the whole time.
Just DVR the Breeders' Cup.
We have an update for you. The Braves are on the board.
In your face, Cardinal fan.
If you bet that Braves plus 12.5 live, it's now 13-1.
Mm-hmm.
You're a half run up.
You're in the catbird seat.
All right.
Josh Donaldson, Bomski, solo style, bat flip.
You can't come back from 13-0 unless you get that first one.
That's right.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Okay, I'm pretty sympathetic most of the time about a lot of things. One thing that I'm probably insensitive about is people dying from selfies. Because, frankly,
I'm going to do that off that big Ferris wheel in London.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
But if you fall off and die taking a selfie,
you'll feel bad.
Well, yeah, because I know you, but
yeah,
I'm also going to think, well, that was just dumb. How about this? Four members of the same family drowned at a dam in India. After slipping into the water.
India, the number one spot for selfie deaths.
Yeah, it is. That's another thing, too. If you're in India, here's another public service
announcement for you. India is the Florida of India.
Isn't it Asia?
I don't know if I'm going to go that far to say it's the Florida of Asia, but it's definitely the Florida of India.
You also got China over there.
Yeah.
Although, I guess we can't say anything about China, or they'll...
You have North Korea.
Yeah, that's true. Well, if you're going to India, don't do selfies in dangerous places, like on a dam. All four of them, newlywed bride V. Nivedha, died alongside family members Sneha, Kaniga, and Santosh, who was the first to slip into the water.
I mean, once Santosh falls in, you say,
sorry.
I'm getting away from this.
Yeah, Santosh was 14. It's like, hey, it was a good run for you, Santosh. Sorry, buddy.
14? You can't swim?
He was the first to slip into the water. Her husband, G. Paramasamy, survived and managed to save his 15-year-old sister, Yuvarani Paramasamy. So the husband saved the sister. Well, I know, but I'm not my fault. He saved the sister over his newlywed wife.
Well, I mean, he just met that wife.
Yeah, you can't get another sister.
But that's right.
You can get another wife. The incident took place at Pambar Dam. And I'm not doing any more of these names.
So is there life insurance involved?
I don't know. Said they wanted to take a selfie. And they slipped.
Excuse me.
That's 3 in 10 minutes here.
I feel bad because it's a really sad story. And I
yeah. The water level increased while they were there. The bodies were recovered immediately.
They found Santosh?
They found the body. Mm. You know, he's not Santosh anymore.
He's a shell.
But Santosh, Sneha, and Kaniga. And V.
Yeah.
Poor V.
Yeah.
And I wondered if they consummated the wedding.
I don't know.
Well, apparently, the most selfie deaths occur in India, as you mentioned, followed by Russia, the U.S., and Pakistan.
Top three, baby.
Most
bronze medal. We're on the medal stand.
Well, that's, you know. Most of the victims, 72%, were men and under the age of 30. India accounts for more than half the global total.
Jeez, they're dominant.
With 159 reported selfie deaths since 2011.
You can't beat numbers like that.
No, remember the baby they dropped taking the selfie? Everybody got mad at me for saying
that was the craziest.
Yeah, it's like, dude, how stupid are you? But and somebody on the Twitch line says we can't be first in everything. I'm glad that we're not first in that, okay?
Yeah, listen, we're just not championship material there. And you know what? If at the end of the day they win it, they deserve it. Just like Tampa Bay Rays. If they beat us outright, then let's tip our hat. Let's not be sore losers. And just say, look, India, you guys are the best at accidental selfie deaths.
Well, I think
kudos.
I don't think we should even compete. Let's just give it to them.
It's like Russia in the 80s. Like they're building a factory. They've got guys who leave their families early and train and train and train to die taking selfies. And then, of course, they're very, very skilled. They're very, very skilled.
Well, this one you got 4-1.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's pretty damn impressive. It doesn't say if they could swim or not.
Well,
the issue has drawn me.
I could venture a guess.
Well, yeah. Okay, well, if you can't swim, why are you taking a selfie on a dam where you might slide in the water?
That's a good question.
I think some of this, maybe I'm being insensitive, but it's kind of common sense, right? It's like, I'm not going to go out in the middle of 59 and take a selfie of me with cars going by as fast as they can.
How many likes would you get?
I'm not worried about likes. I'm worried about not getting run over by a truck and splattered.
Well, that's the difference between you and Santosh.
Well, you know what?
Santosh is trying to get those likes, Fred.
Well, I don't know if it was Santosh or Sneha or Kanaga.
He needs those likes.
Yeah, well, guess what? You know what I need? Breathing.
Yeah.
And well, I prefer to breathe.
Some people don't know that breathing is cooler than likes until it's too late.
Well, you know, he's learned his lesson.
Did they find the phone? Did the selfie take? Was it IG worthy? Did they put it on the gram?
Apparently, no. They didn't get it done.
What?
Yeah.
All that for nothing?
Well, again, you got four people there. I guess they are all four trying to take a selfie with
the
one of them.
Don't try to take a selfie with four people in it in dangerous spots. If there's one of you, okay. I mean, it's still kind of dumb, but like you got to hold your arm so far back to get four heads into the picture and get it just right.
And you're probably leaning back, and then you fall, and then somebody tries to grab you, and they fall. And you know what? It's his fault they all died, because they're all probably trying to save him.
And he was like, Santosh said, I've got the new iPhone 11. Let's see how it'll be a great pick. But the problem with the iPhone 11 is you have to turn the screen away. You can't take the front-facing camera selfie. So he wanted to get that back camera, and the first one looked bad. And he was like, guys, come on. And they were all turning away, and he grabbed one to pull him back and to retake the selfie, and that's when calamity struck.
Yeah, well, then it's Santosh's fault. Because then he probably dropped his phone in the water and went after it. Because you know how...
I mean, he's only 14, Fred.
Well, not anymore. He's not.
I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Sneha and Kanaga tried to save him, and so did V. But
I still can't get over V.
Poor 20-year-old. But her husband managed to save his 15-year-old sister and not his 20-year-old bride.
Okay. Here's the deal. If you don't want to die from selfie taking, get a new job at My Computer Career.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. You could be on your way to your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. No dangerous camera work involved whatsoever. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take their free career evaluation, and in 4 months, you could be on your way. Start your new IT life, and it doesn't take much, man. You're talking about going to class twice a week, in person or live online. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school, because they help you get into the industry after you graduate, because they have hundreds of employers that work with their students. They hire their students. Guys, don't go drudging into a job that you don't like. Quit rolling into a job that doesn't pay you enough. Go change it. My Computer Career. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start soon. Go take the career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's MyComputerCareer.edu.
ESPN 97.5.